Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hey y'all, Leslie here with another episode of the Seniorology Podcast. You're listening to episode 21, Your Model Program Questions Answered. Model programs can be overwhelming sometimes. So many things go into a program, and figuring out how to run yours specifically for your business is key. This is not a one-size-fits-all type thing, but something that can work for every business if structured specifically with your business in mind. But because there are so many different ways to do a model program and even a million different things to call a model program, there are many questions surrounding this topic. So today's episode is going to be a little different in style. Today I'm going to do a Q&A all about model programs. I asked online in both Seniorology's Facebook community as well as on Instagram what questions you might have regarding senior model programs, what things you struggle with when it comes to model programs, and how I can help you in creating a program that will work for you and your business. There are tons of questions surrounding this topic, so I thought a Q&A would be the best way to try to answer some of the most common questions that you have. Now, before we jump into the questions and answers, I want to let you know that I'll be hosting a free workshop Thursday, February 6th, called My Model Team Launch Plan. This webinar will take you through my exact steps for advertising, promoting, and getting applications for my model program. To save your seat in this free workshop, go to seniorology.com/free workshop. This is not just simply posting on social media and crossing your fingers, hoping people will apply, but a strategic process to actually guarantee that people do apply. I've used this plan for years, and every year the number that applies grows. Creating anticipation and buzz is one of the key things that makes this successful, and this workshop will tell you how to do that for your own senior spokesmodel program. I would love for you to join me, so don't forget to check out seniorology.com/free workshop. Now let's get into the questions and answers you have regarding senior spokesmodel teams. Question number one, what's in it for them? The way to get your model super interested, active, and wanting to be a part of your program is to make sure they are getting something in return. This can be in the form of rewards, free stuff, photo shoots, but most importantly, to be a part of something that is unique, different, and not available anywhere else. There may be other people running spokesmodel programs, but what can you specifically offer to your team that no one else can? What kind of experience can you give them that will make them and future seniors want to be a part of this? Unique photo shoots, learning opportunities, get-togethers and events to build a relationship with them, the sense of sisterhood and community, friendship, mentoring, and more can all be things that they receive as a part of your program, and all of these things go above and beyond a typical photo or discount towards something. So what's in it for them? A chance to be a part of something special during their senior year, a chance to make memories, build friendships, learn, and grow. And of course, get some cool photos along the way. Question number two, how do I encourage models to work for me versus not doing anything? This question is super common, and I feel like it requires a little discussion on mindset and how you present the work to your seniors. What I have found to be true is if they feel like it is work, they are less likely to do it. And if they feel like they are a part of something, they are more likely to do the so-called work on their own. The more I used to tell my models to do this or that or post this, the less they actually did it. Now I concentrate on providing such a great experience that they can't help but want to do the work. So what is the work they have to do? tell their friends about me, post on social, participate in photo shoots and activities. All of this is much more well received, and I have a higher participation rate when I am giving a lot more attention and time to my models. Checking in with them to see how they're doing, getting together with them, building a relationship with them, providing unique opportunities for them are all ways that I get them to do the work. I think there has been a misconception when it comes to model programs about how they should just do the work because they are a model. They should just get referrals because you gave them good photos. But the truth is that they are much more likely to share about you and your business when you create an environment all around experience and friendship versus work. So how do you get them to do the work, provide information and experiences that will make them want to share about you and your business without you even having to ask them to do so? Question number three, how do I find models or people to apply? If you are new to this, I strongly suggest reaching out to specific people that you may know and getting those people to contact. I feel like simply putting something out on social media the first time will not get as many applicants as building something, showing how awesome it is, and then getting people to apply. So for me, the first year I did it, I asked a friend of mine who had a son that ran on the high school track team, even though he was not in high school. He gave me some names of girls he thought would be good, and I contacted them directly. I explained what I was doing, and I let them know who gave me their name so they would not think I was a creeper. I got four girls the first year. The second year, I asked those four girls for suggestions of people to contact, and I contacted a cheer coach at one of the local high schools and asked her to nominate someone that she felt deserved this opportunity. I still only got about four girls that year. After that, I continued to ask the current girls for suggestions, and I started putting it out on social media. Each year, the number of applicants grew, and the number of models I have today is over 30 versus those first four. But it did take some time, and it did not happen overnight. So build up your program. Make sure you're showing it off all over social. You're building the program and showing people what it can be and what they can be a part of. And then eventually you will get more and more applicants interested in your program. Question number four, what if no one fills out an application? First of all, they all wait till the last minute and they need tons of reminders. You have to make sure you are posting about it often and making it very easy for them to apply, as in a link directly from social media. As I mentioned in the last answer, sometimes it takes more work on our part to get people to apply. So I would suggest brainstorming who you know that might know a junior. Use the connecting factor of knowing the same person and contact that person directly. Tell them they were nominated or suggested as a great person to have this opportunity and ask them to apply. If no one still applies, don't be discouraged and try again. Know that everyone who has done a rep program had to start somewhere, and the first years are growing years. It's hard to get a ton of applicants right off the bat, so even if you can get one girl, start with that and grow from there. Question number five, how do you find good models? The first thing to do is make sure you know who your ideal client is, what type of girl or boy you want to work with that will value what you do. Write down some characteristics about that person so you know what you should look for when it comes to models. Having an application process to get to know those applying is a good start. Read through the applications and trust your gut. Do some investigation by checking out their social media profiles to see if what they are posting is in line with you and your brand. If you have current models, ask them who they suggest for next year so you get a sense of what girls they think are good for your program. And conduct an interview so you can meet the applicants in person and get a sense of who they are and if they will fit your program. The application is a great first step, but I highly recommend meeting girls in person and seeing how they interact with you so you know if they are the right ones for your team. And let's not forget inviting a parent so you know what type of parents you're dealing with as well. You want to make sure everybody is on board, on the same page, and understands what the program is and is fully willing to participate. Question number 6. What type of requirements do you have for models? I require that they participate in the big group styled shoot so they have photos to post and share with their friends. I require them to have good standing with their school, good grades. They must be outgoing, get along well with others, and commit to me as their only photographer through their senior year. I used to require a certain amount of referrals to get certain things, such as their senior photo shoot or discounts, but now I run a more experience-based program. Depending on your specific program, you may require a certain number of posts on social media per month, a certain amount of referrals to get something, but I found and heard specifically from my models that they like to share organically because they love the program more than if I tell them to do this or do that. Question number 7. What materials do you put together for model packets and goodie bags? This can get expensive fast, so my first piece of advice is to make sure you have a budget and you stick to it. I send a digital welcome guide to all the applicants with all the information, pricing, etc., so they know ahead of time what it will cost, what they get, and what is required before they even apply. That way, I only get serious applicants. Then, at the interview info night, I give them a folder of information, such as a welcome letter from me, a what to expect letter, a what's next info card, a year at a glance calendar so they know dates for shoots and get-togethers, a permission form or contract with a self-addressed stamped envelope to mail it in with their payment once they make the team, a branded magnet and a sticker, and I've included other items such as a pencil or a pen, a notebook, chapstick, any fun little gift that you can give them that will let them know that you are thinking about them. The sky's the limit when it comes to goodies, so again, be sure to only include things that are within your budget. You don't have to give them everything, just a little something to make them feel special. Question number 8. Do they pay a session fee and or place an order? Like I said at the beginning of this episode, there are many different ways to run a program, and there are many different ways to price your program. When I first started, I did it for free. I needed to build the program and create a demand for it before I felt like I could charge for it. After a few years, I started charging a small model fee, which only covered hair and makeup for my styled shoot. And each year after that, I raised that fee. I've done a program where they paid a model fee, earned their senior session free with a referral, and then paid full price for any prints, products, or digitals from their senior session. And now I charge an all-inclusive fee that covers the program and their senior session. No matter what you charge, think about what they are going to get, what's included, your cost of goods and time, let's not forget your time, and how much you want or need to make. Remember to include things such as printing for informational packets, goodies for goodie bags, and more. Question number 9. How do you help ensure they are referring people when so many are already modeling for other photographers? For me, if you want to be a part of my team, you cannot model for another photographer. I ask in the application process if they know or are related to any photographers, so I know ahead of time if this could potentially be an issue. I have certainly had girls every now and then break the rule of exclusivity, but I remind them of the contract they sign, and that generally stops it from happening again. If it got to be a major problem where they were using another photographer, then I would release them from the team. You definitely don't want to choose a model that would use multiple photographers or one that is modeling for another photographer because that's a conflict of interest for you and your program. But it does happen every now and then. So make sure to be upfront on that rule before they are accepted to the team, and go ahead and determine your course of action if someone breaks the rule, so you know exactly how you're going to handle it. Question number 10, how do you schedule group shoots when everyone's schedules are so busy? Teens are extremely busy and senior year is crazy. So you have to pick a date ahead of time, give them plenty of notice, and whoever can participate can participate. There's no way to find a date that works for everyone, so you have to just pick something and let them know. That is why a year at a glance calendar, like I mentioned earlier, is such a great idea, because they know before they are even accepted on the team what the major dates are and can plan accordingly. Also, choosing dates on less busy days work well for me. So Sundays tend to work really well because my girls don't usually have sports on that day, and they don't usually have plans with friends as much as, say, a Friday or a Saturday. And I have several fun opportunities throughout the year, so if they miss one, they can come to another. There are so many questions when it comes to Spokesmodels programs. This was just 10 of the most common ones that I have gotten asked. So if you have any other questions that weren't answered today, please email me at info@seniorology.com or send me a DM on Instagram, and I am happy to help. And don't forget to register for the free workshop about my model launch plan, where there will be another opportunity for Q&A. Just go to seniorology.com/free workshop. Thank you so much for all of your questions and for listening to this episode of the Seniorology Podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, have a great rest of your week. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.